It's All Things Considered on 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth. A year ago this week, federal agents from the FBI and IRS raided the Knoxville headquarters of the nation's largest truck stop chain. It soon became known that Pilot Flying J was being investigated for a long-running rebate fraud scheme that may have cheated many of the company's commercial clients out of millions of dollars. To date, 10 Pilot employees have pleaded guilty in connection with the rebate fraud, and the company is still working to burnish its public image. And still, the federal investigation continues. On Sunday, Knoxville News Sentinel business reporter Josh Flory wrote about the Pilot investigation. He joins me now to talk about the progress of that federal probe.
Yeah, it's been a year since they released their affidavit, raided the Pilot headquarters, and it's sort of come in bursts. You've had little groups of employees that have pleaded guilty every few months. And so, as you said, there have been 10 that have pleaded guilty to fraud-related charges so far. I think that the expectation is there will probably be more people that are implicated as time goes on. But right now, those 10, it's sort of expected that they are cooperating with the government and providing information, and that the prosecutors right now are looking through the vast amount of information that they took on their raid.
Pilot CEO Jimmy Haslam says the companies that were defrauded have since been paid back, and last November the company settled with many of the clients that brought lawsuits against Pilot to the tune of about $85 million. But there were some Pilot clients who decided not to settle. They opted out. So what are they doing?
Yeah, so you sort of have two tracks. You have the civil track and the criminal track. And as you said, the civil track, Pilot acted very quickly. They had this settlement that they announced, and it was approved last November. The way that works is that a company, if you feel like you were defrauded by Pilot or were not given the rebate that you were due, you could participate in that settlement. You get all your money back plus 6% interest. Your attorney's fees are paid. Alternatively, you can opt out of that settlement and file or continue with your own separate lawsuit and then take your chances on what you'll get in that lawsuit. And so you have a handful of companies. I think right now there are fewer than 10 in federal court that are pursuing litigation in various jurisdictions. The latest on that, there was a hearing in San Diego recently, and those cases have now been consolidated for pretrial proceedings in Kentucky before the same judge who's handling the criminal case as well. So that's sort of the latest on the civil side.
So what's the latest on the criminal side?
Well, as you mentioned, there are 10 that have pleaded guilty so far, and the big question now is who else, who's next, how high does it go? In the most recent group of people that pleaded guilty, there was a guy named Brian Mosier who was heavily quoted in the affidavit, was often mentioned in these secretly recorded conversations. You have three guys, I would say, right now that a lot of people are very interested to see. You have a guy named John Freeman, who's the former VP of sales at Pilot. He also was mentioned quite frequently. His voice was often heard on these transcripts that were in the affidavit. Did not look good in the affidavit. People are wondering what's going to happen to him. Then you have Mark Hazelwood, John Freeman is on leave right now, so he's no longer the VP of sales. Mark Hazelwood is the president of Pilot, was not mentioned nearly as heavily in the affidavit, but did come up from time to time. And then you have Jimmy Haslam, the CEO, who had very, very little exposure in the affidavit, and he has denied any knowledge of fraud at the company. But those are the three people right now, I think, that are being watched most closely to see whether prosecutors are going to try to make a case against them.
Now, if you drive by a Pilot store or truck stop, they're still open, running for business. Same story with the headquarters over in West Knoxville. Everything on the surface appears to be more or less status quo. If you're not paying attention to the case, it looks like nothing has changed. But surely things within the company have changed in the year since that federal raid.
Sure. And what Pilot has tried to emphasize, this is a small part of their business, the diesel fuel sales team. But within that part of the business, there have been very significant changes in terms of personnel. A lot of people are no longer there or on leave. You've had new leadership that has come in. They named someone to replace John Freeman as the VP of sales. So there have been changes that maybe are not real visible. But yeah, as you said, you go by a truck stop and they're from coast to coast and it's business as usual. They're expanding still. They're opening new stores still. They still very much are business as usual in terms of their customer-facing presence.
In your piece that ran in the Sunday News Sentinel, you wrote that there are still many questions that are unanswered. We've touched upon some of those in this conversation, but what are some of the other questions that have yet to be answered that remain open today?
You know, clearly people are wondering who else is indicted or who will be indicted, rather. Pilot's attorney, Aubrey Harwell, a very high-profile attorney out of Nashville, has said he does expect more people to be indicted. He does not expect Jimmy Haslam to be one of them, he has said. But I think that's one of the big questions. Who else, you know, will plead or be indicted. We even touched on the question of whether the company itself could be charged criminally. And that is an option that prosecutors would have. What you're seeing frequently in cases also is a corporation that has some exposure in a case may pay a large fine and sign a deferred prosecution agreement. Toyota is a good example of one that's paid a very large fine recently to settle some charges. So I think what happens on the criminal side is going to be the big question at this point.
And there's no way, of course, to predict exactly what will happen next or in what order. It seems like this is a waiting game at this point.
Absolutely. Prosecutors have been very, very tight-lipped. They are not tipping their hand in any way. And so just a waiting game, as you said, trying to figure out what happens next. It's not real clear at this point. Aubrey Harwell, Pilot's attorney, has said he expects that within a year from now, this will all be done. He's told a Cleveland television station that. So that's one prediction. We'll see if that holds true or not.
Josh Flory is the assistant business editor for the Knoxville News Sentinel. Josh, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us today.
Thanks for having me.